The Grand Marais Art Colony's annual Winter Arts Festival is underway now. The festival features a snow carving symposium, and there are 6 large snow sculptures located around the county.
I'm making a snow sculpture for the art colony.
Rick Skoog is one of the snow carvers. He was working on his block of snow on a very chilly afternoon late last week on the harbor in downtown Grand Marais.
Well, the block was 4x4x6, and then I just roughed it out with my shovel, number 2 shovel, and I got most of it. And then I'm just using a butcher knife for the rest of it.
Rick says the inspiration for his sculpture came from the Greek letter Omega and the local donut shop.
I wanted something where you could look through it. And I thought about that thing by the donut shop where people stick their head out and take a picture. Just something that looked like that where you could see all the way through.
Another snow carver, Mike O'Connor of Thunder Bay, spoke with WTIP volunteer Sherry Linskoog on Friday's AM Community Calendar program, along with Chirsty Vick of the Grand Marais Art Colony.
Where are you carving, Mike?
I'm carving at Eagle Ridge and Bluefin.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You brought some tools in. I guess I never really thought about what kind of tools it took to do carving. Can you explain those to us?
Sure. My favorite tool is this big 14-inch machete.
Well,
yeah. It's got a nice edge, and you can chop away at the block, and either that or use a saw, a big saw, just to get the big blocks off and roughen the shape. But you can also hold it and do some fine carving. And a drywall keyhole saw, a masonry pointer. But for this, I primarily use the machete and this truss plate grinder. Very aggressive tools. It's like woodworking. You start with aggressive tools and work down to the fine sanding.
So where do you get your idea for what you're going to carve?
I got my latest idea from refinishing my basement. Well, you'll see what I'm talking about when you see the sculpture at Eagle Ridge. It's a giant screw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With the threads and stuff?
And I had 4 or 5 different ideas, but talking to some other carvers, when they opened the box, some of the snow was a little soft, and it wasn't going to hold fine carving on the edges. So I thought something just bold and solid, like a really strong geometric form would work. Having put about 1,000 of them in my basement.
You really knew what they looked like.
I knew what it looked like, yeah.
So, Kirsty, do you have a program that we can look at to see where the carvings are and who did what?
We do have them, a list of the locations on the website. I can go through them right now and let people know where they are. We have one down at Bluefin Bay, one up at Eagle Ridge Resort in Lutzen, another one at Caribou Highlands up at Lutzen. We have one in Harbor Park, one outside of the Art Colony, and then there's another carving up at Bearskin that Dave Seaton did. So they're kind of all over the place again.
What a nice time to go out for a ride and hit all these places and see them all.
Most definitely. We started this event as kind of a way to get people out and creating in winter. You know, winter can be, you get a little cabin fever, a little stir crazy. Gotta get out and get some stuff going on and make something cool.
Right.
To learn more about the snow sculptures around Cook County, including locations and this year's artists, go to visitcookcounty.com.